Achieving a financial goal can be very difficult without a plan, especially if you can't see that goal being achieved in the near future. But that big vacation you've been saving up for could be closer than you think. Cuber is an app that helps you save money and visualize your financial goals with fun different challenges. Here to tell us more about Cuber is its co-founder, Jen Legere. She joins us from Moncton, New Brunswick. Hi there.
I'm very excited to be here today.
Thank you for making the time for us. What is Cuber and how does it work?
Cuber is an app, exactly like you said, that helps people save money. And our focus is more on short-term goals. So people create their goals in the app. We use the old concept of saving jars. And people create those jars, could be travel, could be kids' activities, any sorts of things. And then you determine how you want to move money into those jars. And those are very simple ways. So, the common way is Roundup. You can also take a percentage of a paycheck that comes in. And then, like you said, we have fun challenges, and that's what makes us a little bit different. So we wanted to make it easy and fun.
What is an example of a challenge? And does it involve doing the dab or flossing or wearing a Hawaiian lei around your neck?
Actually, that's a great idea.
You're welcome. I have an 8-year-old, so I know how to, I sort of know how to floss, but I can definitely dab.
All right. I as well have 2 kids, so I've learned these dances.
Yes.
So one of our most popular challenges that's happening right now is called the 52-week challenge. And you may have heard about this online. You know, it's taking a certain amount 1 week, and then the next week a little bit more and a little bit more, and you build up. Until you reach, so the maximum that we take out per week is 35, and then it starts going back down. So in 1 year, you've saved $1,000, and you don't see a whole lot of impact on your daily budget, but it's a very simple way to save.
One of the things you mentioned a second ago was Roundup. So there's an app called Milo, which will round up, you know, you go to Starbucks and it's $4.75. They'll take the quarter between $4.75 and $1 and put it towards something. Does your app do that automatically, or do you have to, does a human being need to make that roundup happen?
Yeah, it's all based on decisions, but no, we do it automatically. So as long as the user says, okay, I want to take a roundup every one of my transactions that I make and put my money towards my travel jar, then that'll happen automatically.
So what is the vault?
The vault is actually an account, a trust account that we have with a credit union. So what happens is when people have these saving jars, money's moving into them, we take the money from the customer's account and hold it into this trust account until they've met their goal or anytime they want to cash out. So the reason that we do that is so that people aren't tempted to spend that money. And they can get that money back at any time. It takes 48 hours. So you actually have to think about it a little bit before you decide, okay, I'm going to spend that money on impulse.
Where did the idea for Cuber come from? How did you come to this?
Cuber is really a personal, you know, I think most of the people that even have worked at Cuber have struggled with finances at one point in their life. So we wanted to do something about it. We wanted to help people who are kind of living this cycle of paycheck to paycheck, help get them back on track, because it is possible for a lot of people. I think a lot of people have the money. They're just making sort of bad decisions with their money. So we wanted to help get them to that next level where they feel empowered, that they feel that they can meet these positive goals and accomplish something with their money.
How does the app connect to financial institutions? Because one of the things that's so critical is that there be a complete circle between any of these types of apps and how we bank. How do you do that?
Yeah, so we connect to most of the large financial institutions across Canada in order to pull the transactions. So like some of our rules are based on the roundup, so we need to see that transaction information. So we're using an aggregator to pull those transactions so people give us access to that through the app. And then also we need the direct debit information in order to move money back and forth between the vaults.
How do you make money? How does your business make money?
So our revenue model is actually to sell the licenses to banks. So what we'd like to do longer term is actually be part of a banking app's, offering to their customers.
And so at this point, it is free to the consumer?
Absolutely free to the consumer. That's right.
When they round up, it goes into a savings jar. Is there a scenario in which they would round up and that would go into an investment account?
We don't have investment at the moment, but we are looking into it. It could be a longer-term strategy for us. For now, we're focused on those short-term saving goals. And then as part of our 52-week challenge, you can, if you accomplish the challenge, so we give incentives to our customers. So if you accomplish the challenge, then if you save $1,000, we give you $20.
I'm sure you would be happy for anyone to download the app and use it. But in marketing, we need a target. Who would you say is your target market for the app, either demographically or psychographically?
Yeah, our target market is really people who are sort of in that middle income level who make money but are spending it sort of in the wrong places. So we're targeting men and women, and actually the customers that we have on board now, we have pretty much a 50-50 split between men and women. And men are really our power savers, but women also really like the app, especially the budget challenges that we have.
Credit cards are an enabler in many ways, both positive and negative. How does Cuber help consumers deal with the footloose and Francie freeness of having a credit card that can allow you to buy anything you want any time of day or night?
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem, right? It's become so easy to spend money. So what we do is, that's one of the other things we offer, is these budget challenges. So what we're doing is we understand where people are spending their money, and we know the certain places where they don't need to spend that much money. So let's say we see somebody spending, you know, every day eating out lunch. We'll challenge them to cut back on that spend, and if they do come in less from what they normally would have spent, we move that money into a jar.
And when you say you challenge them, is it a notification like, hey, yeah, Bruce, what are you doing? It's not so hard to make a sandwich.
Exactly. So we basically have, and this was just newly put out a couple weeks ago, we have a recommendation. We have a dashboard with a news feed, and in there is personalized recommendations. So directed to you, you know, for me, I like to drink my coffee, so I was getting, hey, why don't you cut back on your coffee spend? And it actually makes you think about those things that, yeah, I probably could cut back a little bit there, and that would be an extra, you know, $20 towards my goal. So it all adds up.
Can you mute Cuber? Because there's some things that, there's surely a risk it's going to come across as a nagging mother or father-in-law.
Yes, you can. So you can turn off the notifications, number one. You can also, if you have sort of a rough week or a rough month financially, just like, you know, school just started, so a lot of people had, a little bit extra financial money going out than they normally would. So you can put your jars on hold. And then once things start to clear back up again, then you can reactivate them and then things move along as they were before.
Interesting. Well, Jen, I really appreciate you taking the time to come and talk to us about your new app.
Yeah, thanks for having me. That was great.
Jen Legere is the co-founder of Cuber, a new financial goal-achieving app. She joined us from Moncton, New Brunswick.